This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for September 2nd, 2011. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I will be reading a summary of one of the articles published today. The article featured in this podcast is on the topic of traumatic brain injury. Reversal of cerebral vasospasm via intravenous sodium nitrite after subarachnoid hemorrhage in primates. A laboratory investigation by Ali Reza Fathi and colleagues. Effective therapies are needed to reverse refractory vasospasm after subarachnoid hemorrhage. Decreased levels of nitric oxide in cerebral arteries and cerebrospinal fluid have been associated with the establishment of cerebrovasospasm and delayed ischemic deficits. Clinical trials with classic nitric oxide donors, including nitroglycerin and nitroprusside, have failed to effectively reverse vasospasm due to systemic side effects such as hypotension, rebound phenomenon, and drug tolerance. Alternatively, sodium nitrite releases nitric oxide in low pH conditions and in the presence of deoxyhemoglobin, which are present intraarterially and in cerebrospinal fluid at the site of subarachnoid hemorrhage. Because sodium nitrite releases nitric oxide locally at the site of subarachnoid hemorrhage, the systemic side effects associated with other nitric oxide donors can potentially be avoided. Using a primate model of subarachnoid hemorrhage, the authors demonstrate that the intravenous infusion of sodium nitrite can be used to reverse cerebrovasospasm without systemic side effects. Moreover, the reversal of vasospasm lasts throughout prolonged infusions and at least 2 hours after ceasing these infusions. These data suggest that sodium nitrite infusion may be useful for the treatment of subarachnoid hemorrhage-associated cerebrovasospasm. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.